This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Alabama, the Army has destroyed 530 gallons of deadly sarin nerve agent at the Anniston Weapons Incinerator. The burn began on Sunday and took 15 and a half hours. The Army expected that to be enough to destroy all 800 gallons of sarin that have been drained from rockets at the facility. But even after the burn, some 270 gallons of the nerve agent remain and will be destroyed later on. The incinerator opened in the beginning of August. It's been controversial in the community. It's estimated that 35,000 people live within 9 miles of the facility. Troy Turner is executive editor of the Anniston Star, and he joins us now. Mr. Turner, explain first, if you could, how this burning process works.
Well, they have 2,300 tons of chemical weapons there. That's 661,000 chemical weapons. So there's quite an array of weaponry there, and what they do with the rockets is they have a process, some people refer to it as chop and drop, where they chop the rockets, and before they actually chop them into pieces, they puncture it and drain the chemical agent out of it and collect the chemical agent. They finally collected enough of the agent that they actually began the burn Sunday.
And these are weapons, munitions that have been stored there in Anniston at the Army Depot for decades.
Right. It's a leftover from the Cold War. It's in Anniston's backyard, and a lot of people are ready for it to be gone. We have 10% now of the nation's chemical weapons stockpile here.
There was concern raised about alarms that went off at the incinerator last week before the burn. I take it the Army spokesman says those were false alarms, but that must have raised the level of concern there.
Well, their answer right now about that is that it's a new piece of machinery and they're doing some fine-tuning, and that alarms will go off. On the other hand, they're very concerned and they want to make sure their workforce doesn't slip into some complacency and start thinking that every alarm is just a routine alarm.
And I gather there are a number of precautionary steps that have been taken. The county's issued gas masks, air purifiers, plastic sheeting, and duct tape?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The 35,000 population figure you mentioned, and then there's probably 120,000 in the immediate area, the metropolitan statistical area around Anniston. And it's amazing how many of them, on layman terms, have become experts of sorts on a chemical weapons issue. What happened is, as we got closer to the date of actually beginning the fire-up and destruction on August 9th, in the days preceding that, literally thousands would show up to collect their shelter-in-place kits and their training instructions and so forth from a local handout center, and it was just amazing to see the long lines when folks finally believed that something really was about to happen. And so now the operation is underway, and they've actually got designated schools that are pressurized so that if there is a chemical release from the plant, then they can shelter in place and actually have pressurized rooms for the kids to evacuate into.
I know the Army's position is that it's safer to burn the sarin nerve agent than it is to store it, but I've also read comments from some folks in the community who say, this is too much, I'm selling my home, I'm moving away, I don't want to be anywhere near this burn, this incineration.
There have been a few who have a very alarmist type approach to it, and it probably could be with reason if they live close by. And there have been a few who have packed up and left, there's no doubt about that. There are many opinions. It's been a very divisive issue.
Well, Mr. Turner, thanks for speaking with us today.
You bet.
Troy Turner is executive editor of the Anniston Star in Alabama, talking about the Army's burning of sarin nerve agent at the Anniston Weapons Incinerator.